Hello, everyone online.
Good morning.
Good morning, Trudy. Thank you for the welcome. Yep. Good to see you. And I'm going to share my video. There we go. Hello. Hi, Trudy.
Good morning.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and begin. I know Craig and Sharon are going to join us. Anna, too. They're doing fellowship today. So we've got a few people online, a few people here in the sanctuary. Those of you who are here in the sanctuary should have a sheet of paper to guide us through our conversation. Those of you who are online, I apologize to you that are online. I just fully admit, once we have more people here in the sanctuary, it's not because I don't like you. I love all of you. But my teaching style is to focus on the people that are present. I try my best to connect with those that are online. So if you feel like, you know, oh, pastor's just favoring the people, raise your hand right in the chat box. Say, pastor, stop ignoring me. I'm just sharing a deficiency I have as teacher with a hybrid model. I tend to you know, focus on those that are in front. So fully admit a deficiency of mine. That I have in teaching. Actually, most teachers these days have that as well. Yeah. You hear me, Trudy. All right. So just a couple announcements before we begin. Oh, Carol's trying to get in. Don't want to leave Carol out. And do use that chat box, online viewers. That's just a great way to slow us down to focus in on the question. So yeah, today's another great day to be gathered here at Peace. A lot of excitement last Sunday, of course, with the big baptism, and we're just seeing more signs, more people are showing up every Sunday. It's just good to see that some of those faces that we've been missing for a long time, and we get a word of encouragement every time we come at Peace. Could be something we get in the Bible study, could be something in church, just one word. It could be something that's shared between fellow Christians. What's that one word that really pumps you up for how you're going to live this week? You know, we always look forward to that. And to give you extra incentive today, of course, we have donuts. So, yeah, so that's pretty cool. It was really just for everyone to know, it was really important to taste test the donuts just to make sure that they were to the quality for the congregation. So I just want to let y'all know, I sacrificed this morning. And yes, I can tell you, I feel good. I feel a little, you know, satisfied. So you should be safe. What's that? The donuts are ready to go. So yeah, just the way we're kind of handling the process of bringing Peace back with all the requirements that are out there, by the way, if you remember maybe 2-3 months ago, we said from this point onward, our goal at Peace is to only add things back, not to take things away. That was the message that was shared, and that has happened at our church. So we've only added since 2 or 3 months ago when we started with in-person worship. Today we're adding, notice we've added the pews are back to their normal place. We have hymnals in the back of the pews. We haven't made big announcements of these steps, but we just want you to bank on we're adding. In a safe way, we're adding different things. So today's add is the fellowship, okay? And know that more adding things are coming. We're not going to take things away. That's the goal of the hygiene team, okay? Cool. Add Kay Glather here. So just wanted to share that with you. The other thing to share is that this week, Saturday, just to make a note, Chuck Lane's memorial service is going to be out on the patio at 11 a.m. with a lunch reception to follow. So you can note that. And then next Sunday, what's going on for worship? Well, I just think every Sunday I look forward to every Sunday. That's just the way I roll as a pastor. I don't know if you see it, but I just love it. I love Sunday. So I just feel like I don't need to pump other people up to come to Sunday. I'm just excited to be here myself. Next Sunday is just a great opportunity to be here because we're going to be outside on the patio. And it's also 9:30 a.m. Some people are like, ah, 9:30 a.m. I'm one of those people that's like, yes, 9:30 a.m. I like that. So Bible study, we're going to continue with that at 8:30 a.m. and then 9:30 a.m. worship, and it'll be out on the patio outside. Any questions or anything that you'd like to share? Anything going on, Sharon?
I'd like to share that Monday we attended our grandson's graduation, and he has committed to attending Oregon State University.
Oh, sweet.
And I'm with you. I love Sundays, and I love the early hours. So.
All right. Sharon just shared that her grandson has committed to Oregon State University next year, so he'll be coming to OSU. And she also agrees that she loves the early, early church time. So,
yeah,
and she loves Sundays, as I do as well. Good stuff. Anything else to share? Anything going on in your life before we? Yeah, Lindy. Okay, cool. And that's your granddaughter. Cool. Lindy has a granddaughter that just competed in a national rowing competition. So in the state of Florida. So that's cool. Where is she rowing in Florida, by the way? Sarasota, West Coast. Yep. I know where Sarasota is. Yep. All right, good.